Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. This is Nathan, Nate Dog, Nathaniel, whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me late for dinner. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. I've had the most wonderful 11-day stretch here. I'm just kind of capped. My God's been filling my cup. I love it. It's so wonderful. So Friday last week, not this past Friday, but Friday before that, and my voice, I apologize, still a little scratchy from what I don't know what it was. So, but yeah, I went to Quick Care to get checked out, so I shared there, and the lady was just so thankful, and I'm like, it was just amazing, really, you know, and. Then, you know, the days were just great. And then I shared with the lady at work, you know. And, you know, when you share with somebody and the light bulb, you see it turn on. Wow, the most incredible feeling. And so that was like, I don't know, it was like God telling me what I was, you know, showing that this is what you're supposed to do, you know. You have to be able to do this. Because really what I, being like having challenges with addiction in the past and whatever it is when you see it, the light turn on, okay, hey, serotonin, this whatever, I don't know, but the feeling, I do know, but I the serotonin release, the joy, God is awesome in those moments when he's filling your cup, and I feel healing, trying to heal me from, all the hurt, to be able to get that drive and want to go out and chase this, you know, turning people's lights on. When you seen it, the connection, and she understood. And so, yeah. And then the weekend was just fantastic. I seen a friend that I hadn't seen in a year. I met at the church when I worked there, and that was just an awesome weekend. And today, boom, it's fantastic. I don't know why at the moment. I'm still trying to figure out why I'm, Tyson and, stepping stones, I suppose. But what they're exactly, all I can do is right, be the light while I'm there and working and trying to accomplish goals, learn. My goals right now is to learn as much as possible from the Bible. But we'll all, I'm not sure we'll all heal. You don't know, People receive it, don't receive it. Like I have people, they receive it, but they don't need it, And so then it doesn't quite connect with them what they're really getting. Freedom, healing, transformation. Spiritual enlightenment, learning how to control your mind and your emotions through words. And, you get so much and so much wisdom and so much love from God and the Bible. And you can't. You can't make them receive it, or do anything that you're saying. Like, the one that needs it and is looking for it, like, how do I find joy, happiness? My heart is broken. And you tell that person because they're looking for it and they need it. Wow. Again, I still, And it's, you know, the coolest thing, and I may have I mentioned this, you know, on the last one, I'm sure. That's like a memory that I get to, like, remember and ponder on and think about and thoughts that, you know, it's in my memory. I get to see, like, replay it and replay it to further enhance the joy in my life that God has blessed me with. And you guys have the same memories. You do. Just got to think about them. That's it. I mean, it's your soul. It's worth doing, you know. It really is. Just do it. And, like, it's done. 15, 20, 30, you know, whatever you can afford in the morning and at nighttime to do this. You know, thinking of all these memories and positive affirmations that God says about you. All the wonderful I ams that he says about you. And being intentional in doing it. It's worth it. You're worth it. And we are worth it. And so, I'll leave you with that. Again, I hope you're having a wonderful, fantastic morning, evening, or afternoon. Good night, good morning, and good evening.